and I'll let you introduce your talk.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to be here today. Today I'm going to talk about the digital mapping of soil surface texture of Grand Henri watershed using soil legacy and earth observation data. The results that I will present you are part of a three-year project funded by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada and the Canadian Spatial Agency, which will end up in 2013. This project is in conjunction with the approach of the globalsunmap.net, as the previous speaker present, to make a new digital soil map of the world using state-of-the-art and emerging technology of soil mapping for and predicting soil properties at fine resolution. I would like to thank my co-author, who are Michel Nolin and Mohamed Abouniang. As soil scientists, you are probably aware that soil surface texture affects many properties of soil, including soil structure, water holding capacity, chemistry, organic carbon dynamic, and chemical properties. Digital soil mapping was developed in the 1880s with the advancement of geographic information system, global positioning system, remote and proximal sensing, and geostatistics. The main objective of the project was to develop a digital soil surface texture maps using soil legacy and earth observation data. Three main questions were raised. Do soil texture measurements have a spatial dependence structure? Is elevation and spectral reflectance data correlate with soil texture measurements? And the last one, can the use of ancillary data improve the accuracy of soil texture maps? Our experimental area was located in the watershed, in the Grand Henri watershed near Quebec City. The sub-watershed is a 470-hectare watershed, which is located in the terrestrial ecoregion of the St. Lawrence Lowlands, where the elevation varied from 115 to 210, so it's not really, there's not lots of difference in the landscape. A digital soil map was done in detailed soil map was done in 2004 and 2005 at 120K scale. And as you can see, the soil are heterogeneous, but 44% of the soil are equipped and 45% are orthoed. The four main soil series are beau rivage, which is soil texture is varied from file loamy sand to loamy sand. The valère, which the soil texture varied from fine loamy sand to loamy fine sand. Le bras, from fine sandy loam to silt loam. And Dessau, from fine sandy loam to silt loam. So when we convert our soil polygon to soil texture map, you can see on the map that the main soil class, the main textural class, is the sandy loam. To predict the soil surface texture, we as our input variable, we use the to predict sand, silt, and slate, we use to input in our kriging and co-kriging model, we use 167 soil samples of the soil surface and analyze them with the simplified hydrometer method. Earth observation data were used as our ancillary variable. So we decided to work with Iconos and QuickBird image because of their fine resolution, high resolution imagery, and for mapping and monitoring purpose. The Iconos image was acquired on May 13, while a few days after, on May 30th, the QuickBird image was taken. When we processed the image, we had to remove the shadow part caused by the cloud. And I would also like to point out, we also only work on the bare soil. So we put a mask on the vegetation, the crop, and the urban zone. And I would also like to point out that there's a really precise period that we had to have to put to take the image taken, because in the spring we got the snow melt, so the soil are saturated, and sometimes the tillage isn't complete. So we expect to have this zone is the saturated soil compared to this zone, and this zone is the tillage compared to this zone. So this image seems to be best quality, and we expect to have best result with it. So we extract the spectral variables. We work with the blue, green, red, and infrared band. And we also use multiple algorithm of the band ratio. We work with the brightness index. The number one is a combination of red, green, and blue. The brightness index number two is the combination of near infrared and red. The soil color index is a combination of a red and blue. The redness index is a combination of red and green. And the iron oxide index, which is a combination of the red and the blue. We also use proximal sensing data. We use a digital elevation model created by real-time kinematic. And we also compute topographic parameters. We work with the compound topographic index, also known as the witness index, and the slope. We use them as ancillary variables. To compare the intensity of the spatial variation of the soil parameters, we use classification to describe qualitatively the variation intensity, suggested by Nolin et al. And as you can see, silt and clay have strong variation intensity than sand. And we also compute the variography analyze to see if there was a spatial structure within our data. So we use classification scale, qualitative scale, to see if our data of wetland and McBrettney, to see if our data, our C on C0 ratio was strong enough to realize our model. Our model are exponential, and the range varied from 450 to 700. The good spatial structure indicate that we can keep going with our analysis. We will check if there is a correlation between our different index and the sand silt and clay. As you can see, the relationship were weakly and very weakly for most of the parameters, except for iron oxide ratio, soil color index, and redness index. And of the QuickBird image, the same tendency is seen for the Iconos image, but the correlation were too low. And from previous work, we have seen that when there is not good relationship between our two parameters, the co-kriging doesn't work. So we'll only keep the three. We'll only study the three index of the QuickBird image. So when we look at the statistical parameters derived from the cross-validation analysis to assess the reliability of the model variography created previously, we look at three parameters: the RMSE, ASE, and the gain. The RMSE will indicate if the model is reliable. The ASE will indicate if the model, the uncertainty of the model, and the gain will indicate if there is an improvement of the in our model, of the accuracy of our model. As you can see, the statistic were slightly higher. The R and a good RMSE it should be close to zero. SAN have a RMSE slightly an ASC slightly higher than a clay, and we also see that there is no gain of using covariate iron oxide ratio and redness index as covariate in our model. We'll check at the soil color index indicate that only slightly improvement in our model, so we'll check the map that we create with it. So when we create the digital soil map of the sand, when we create the Krieging model is here. This is the Krieging map, and this is the co-Krieging with the soil color index. As you can see, there is no difference. It's almost similar, except that zone. And when we look at the predicted sander error mean, there is no improvement in at all. Same thing occur with the clay, the digital soil map of clay. So the answer to our research question: yes, there is a spatial structure dependent structure in the soil texture measurement. Yes, the QuickBird image is the spectral reflectance data of the QuickBird image are correlated to soil texture measurements, but not for the elevation data and the topographic parameters in the spectral reflectance data of the Iconos image. And there is no the use of the ancillary variables, unfortunately, didn't improve the accuracy of the soil texture maps. So if I can conclude, the only soil color index used as ancillary variable improved slightly the co-Krieging models of the particle size maps, but not sufficiently considering the amount of time and money involved. These results might be explained by the fact that our soil data set was already accurate, and this procedure will be reused with other soil properties like organic matter, aluminum, to see if those can be improved. We also work subwatershed scale, but we'll have another project which we will work at the full watershed scale or on regional scale. So, and there is a poster on the organic matter property in the regional scale. Thank you for listening.